Senator Al Simpson. Instead of cracking down on criminals, the Supreme Court has decided they can file for bankruptcy and get out of their fines. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, criminals used to pay their debt to society, but now the Supreme Court has ruled they can declare bankruptcy instead. In a 7-2 decision, the High Court said that any criminal can avoid making good on penalties or fines by simply declaring Chapter 13 bankruptcy. What a deal. Obviously for them, but not for the taxpayers or the good people who deserve restitution. What do the law-abiding ones do when creditors come whacking on their door? Ted, whatever happened to someone taking responsibility for their own actions and then taking their lumps? I think the court's decision undermines sentencing guidelines, too. Why wouldn't crooks come to the conclusion that if crime doesn't pay, they can always declare bankruptcy? But sad. You'll probably think it's a good idea, though, eh, Ted?
Al, you're behind the curve again. Congress is already moving to tighten that quirk in the bankruptcy laws. The Senate recently approved a reform to prevent saving and loan crooks and drunk drivers from taking advantage of this loophole in the law. They'll no longer be able to plead bankruptcy and avoid paying their fines, returning their ill-gotten gains, and making restitution in other ways to victims of their crimes. The loophole resulted from the complexity of the bankruptcy laws. One key provision clearly prohibited such devious tactics by criminals, but another section didn't. A clever crook spotted the loophole and took advantage of it, but now Congress has blown the whistle. Your heart's in the right place today, Al. I wish you'd be as quick to blow the whistle when renegade corporations like Texas Air abuse the bankruptcy laws to destroy the rights of workers. If you're consistent, Al, you'll close that anti-worker loophole, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the nation's worsening health care crisis. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.